This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan at this time, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. We're happy to be back with you folks on a Monday morning. Let's get up, Dan. Let's go. Got to get up. Got to get in. The Lord says, be up and about our Father's business. And that's what we are, you and old Dan and I, getting out the gospel. You folks who stand around the logging camp and the water tower and all of those things back in the old days. But we're here at this time, modern times, isn't it? Electronics is everywhere. Our broadcast now goes all over the world by the means of radio and internet and all of those things. But this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. We're just old-fashioned. I tell folks that we're old-fashioned. And they say, why? Why are you old-fashioned, Pastor? Because we believe the old doctrines of God's Word, and we preach those doctrines of Word. And I often tell you, you can sum up our ministry here with these few words. We preach the sovereignty of God, or God on the throne. We preach the total depravity of man, or the natural heart. We preach salvation by grace and blood redemption in Christ. We preach the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And we preach the soon coming of our blessed Lord back to earth again. Now, with those thoughts in mind, the Lord has dealt with my heart about bringing you a new study. Let's get into our study today. The Lord has laid on my heart to bring you this study on the coming, or the soon coming, of our blessed Lord. Now, we read there in Luke chapter 21. Let me read just a few verses there for you. And maybe you'll kind of get your appetite whetted a little bit. And let me just start there. In verse 22 of chapter 21 of Luke, For these be the days of vengeance, that all these which are written to be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are without with child, and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon his people, this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword. They shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars upon the earth. Distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's heart failing them for fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then, listen, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your voice, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let me read that last verse. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, my friend, if we ever have in a time that we begin to think and to realize the soon coming of our blessed Lord is now. Just look upon the world scene. Look upon the political scene. Look upon the economic scene. Look upon the social scene. Look at what's going on in our streets and the young men being shot down on a regular basis. And all of those things coming to pass, my friend. And the Lord said, when these things begin to take shape, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. I know that no one knows the coming of the Lord that day. No one knows, not even the Lord himself, but God only knows. Now, I know in the bookstore years ago, we had several books that had gotten there, 188 evidences of the Lord coming in 1988 and all those trash. But my friend, all that fell apart. The Lord, no one knows when the Lord's coming. Certainly. No, you don't know. But we have the evidence of his coming. And he says that when you see these things begin to take place, what thing? All of the ungodliness that we have on the scene today, our families are falling apart. One marriage out of five lasting any time at all. our young men and women in school now living in adultery, living in perverseness, living in sin. We have the homosexual raging in our streets and in our places of business, and those things, all of those things is what the Lord is speaking of when he said these things come to pass. When these things come to pass, look up. That's what we're supposed to do. Look up. Are you looking up, my friend? Are you put your head in the sand like the proverbial ostrich? No such a thing. But my friend, listen. The old trailblazer, I'm burdened for souls. I'm pouring out my heart. I pour out my life day by day into this work here of attempting to bring the gospel down to where we can hear and that the Lord can use. And that's what we're doing. We have many, many studies here on the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is just a simple, we're not highfalutin, we're not highly educated, we're not theological professors. We just bring you, thus saith the Lord. The Lord gave me that charge early on in my ministry, preach the gospel, be instant in season and out of season. That's what we're doing. We're not trying to smooth over anything, my friend. All of this, one of the things that's happening now that the Lord alluded to was the religious world today. We have this era. Our Bibles have been whittled to pieces. Our radio and TV preachers now are not saved, and they stand in their pulpit and give these little sweet Jesus talks and turn your life over to Jesus. And that's not salvation, my friend. It don't even smell like religion. But, my friend, listen, where are we today? Here at the Old Trailblazer broadcast, we're just bringing you Thus Saith the Lord, day by day. We're not overswamped with people. No, we don't have 5,000 members in a 5-acre parking lot. We don't have those things because not many folks want the gospel. You know, I can't find hardly anyone that wants to be saved. Can you? You know anybody wants to be saved? Oh, I know folks want to go to church to make a social life, but I'm talking about coming to see themselves as a poor old sinner and seeking the Lord. The scripture says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Oh, my friend, can the old trailblazer just reason with you this time? He says, come now, let's reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I don't offer you an easy path to salvation. No, salvation is a strenuous thing, my friend. You must seek the Lord. You must come to the Lord, acknowledging that you're lost, acknowledging that you're a sinner, and cry unto the Lord. And then the Lord says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That's what the old Trailblazer broadcast is all about. No, we're not here to make a name for ourselves. We already have a name, the Old Trailblazer. And we don't come here begging for money and all of those things and don't have pictures of children starving in Africa and all those things may be well and good. But my friend, if you follow the money, if you just follow the money, I mentioned to you recently in a study, one of our leading, so-called leading evangelists, making a salary of $800,000 a year, plus his airplane and all these limousines and all those things. Well, my friend, that's outrageous. It's outrageous. I wonder, you know, I never have met the man, but I'd like to ask him how the Lord saved him. Pastor, evangelist, what happened when the Lord saved you? Did he give you a new heart? Or is it just a money-making, money-grabbing thing, my friend? Oh, my friend, I know I've gotten off my subject, but we just bring you these thoughts on the second coming or the soon coming of our blessed Lord. And I mentioned to you that we believe what we most surely believe. We sum them up in these two or three sentences, the sovereignty of God. We believe that the Lord is sovereign. He is, my friend. He's on the throne. The Lord don't have to save you. No, the Lord not obligated to you. Don't get that in your pipe, my friend. Then the total depravity of man. Nobody wants to hear about that. That man is a sinner. Man is a wiggling worm, my friend. That's what the word Jacob means. And then salvation by grace and blood redemption. This salvation is only by grace, by blood redemption. No longer do you hear the old blood songs in the average Baptist church. No, you don't hear them. I went to a funeral not long ago, and I looked in the songbook in the church, big church not far from here, and all I could find was Amazing Grace and What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The rest of them's all modernistic thing. And then we preach the person and work of the Holy Spirit. That study we just completed on the work of the Holy Spirit, how that the Holy Spirit must do the work, my friend. He must call you. He must awaken you. He does. That's his purpose. And, my friend, don't throw the work of the Holy Spirit over your shoulder. I'm not talking about speaking in tongues and all of those things. That's not salvation. No, sir, that's error, my friend. And then we come to that subject for today. We'll not even get started today, but we'll pick it up tomorrow. The soon coming, or the blessed, the coming of our blessed Lord. Let me just mention that in the Bible, the Lord tells us to preach the second coming of Christ. He does. And it's mentioned in the New Testament over 318 times. Far greater number of predictions concerning Christ in the Old Testament are connected with the second coming of Christ. We're going to get to that in our next study tomorrow. But I want to just mention to you, the Old Trailblazer here is happy to be here with you. I appreciate every one of you who write and send me your addresses. And some of you want to be subscribed to our Voice of Truth magazine, which we publish quarterly. It's $3 a year. And then we have all of these old blood songs, 9 CDs that we offer for $5 a piece. And then we have all of these studies. I'll send you Pastor Shelton's messages. We have over 400 messages in booklet form. We send those out free and postpaid to men and women all over America. They put them out in the drugstore, in the jails, in the nursing home. Would you like to do that, my friend? If so, we'll send you a package of them, and you can give them out wherever. Put them in your purse later or in your pocket, my friend, in your coat pocket. And the Lord will lead you to, friend, I'd like you to read this little booklet by the late Pastor Shelton. Folks have done that and called me and said, you know, I got a blessing from reading. But my friend, the Old Trailblazer, just being honest and plain with you. And I don't know how to preach. I don't know how to do anything except wait on the Lord. And he gave me this little old ministry, the Old Trailblazer, just an old trailblazer, going out, getting out the gospel. And I appreciate every one of you who helped me with the broadcast. If you're able to do that, I appreciate it. But remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785, and my phone number, area code 225-664-8658. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.